Welcome to a new episode with ideas and insights. Find the strategies, tactics, and tools for your success in your initiative, project, and campaign. You are listening to the Ideacast with your host, Tom Wittig.
When I take a look across business websites and organizational websites, it comes often down to only a few pages which account for 80% of the traffic. It's almost like an 80-20 rule for many websites. And today I want to talk about five pages you should optimize in order to provide a great experience for your visitors and to convert visitors also to customers and clients for your organization. And maybe number five will surprise you a little bit. So the encouraging signals I still see that companies are shifting more and more towards digital sales, marketing, and delivery. And some companies, some local companies can open again, like restaurants and other businesses. Now, the question for many organizations, many providers has been, which are the areas that I should pay attention to on my website? I get this question a lot. What are the key pages? What should we be optimizing? Where should we start? So the number one page, of course, is your homepage. That is basically the place where you talk about what your company is all about. So what are you delivering? Who is it for? And how to contact you, basically. And number two is not what you actually might think might be the most important traffic place. It's not the product or sales page. It's actually the about page. Again and again, when I look at the analytics for almost every website, when people come to the website, the second page is most often the about page. So people want to understand what is this company? Who is the owner? What is the management team, etc.? When it makes sense for your business, of course, and when that is an important factor. Only then, after that, people tend to go back to, for example, blog posts, sales pages, and other pages. So, which brings me to number three, the sales page. That's the page where you're actually presenting your actual offer, so your products or services. Often this also serves as a landing page when you want to point people from a blog post or a social media post directly to an offer. Number four is the contact page. This is all about making sure that people can take action. Oftentimes what I do for companies is to declutter the contact page. There's often too much information there, and the contact form is sometimes hidden. So you want to make sure that people can actually contact you, and also that it is data privacy and data protection compliant, which means you have to have certain things installed to make sure that actually people can contact you and you can use the information to respond to their inquiries. So that brings us to number five, and this page is not even on your website, and you may not realize it, but your Google listing, your Google My Business page is probably the most important page that you need to optimize. Why? Because that is actually the first experience, the first impression that somebody has when they find you on Google or Bing, etc. So make sure that this page is actually optimized. And a bonus tip that I mentioned before here is that you can actually synchronize your Google My Business pages with the Bing places. So that makes it easier and you don't have to set up this information twice. Now, where can you start? I suggest you take a look at your analytics report. So if you have Google Analytics installed, take a look at the traffic report, at the behavior section, and also the all site content. Now, a pro tip here would be to check at the the flow. So there are certain reports which show you a flow diagram, for example, the behavior flow or the goal flow. And there you can see where people come in, where they go next, where there are big drop-offs, etc. And finally, another pro tip would be to make comments and annotations in Google Analytics when you are taking certain actions and you're making changes to your setup of your pages, you're adding new content, you're changing the navigation or implementing a new theme, for example. So use the annotation feature in Google Analytics, because that really helps you later on to figure out when you see the changes happening after some period of time, to go back and see, okay, what were the changes that we made to which pages at what time frame? And that's a very helpful feature, because if you have a lot of changes that are happening, it's sometimes difficult to make the connection and see what was the time, where did we make the changes to which subset of pages, for example. So these are the top five pages you need to pay attention to. Of course, this is a very simplified view, but I have to say many organizations don't need so many pages on their websites. Now, if you are an e-commerce shop, that's obviously a little bit different story, and maybe we can spend some more time on that in a future episode. As always, I wish you good luck and success. When you are looking for inspiration and help with your digital marketing and growth initiatives, please check out our digital marketing agency, Witigonia Digital. We provide a range of support from strategy to implementation tactics and optimization of digital marketing campaigns. From managed services to workshops and compact learning modules, our work supports you and your team. Discover more at witigonia.com. Thank you for listening. I hope you find this episode interesting and helpful. Please rate and share this episode with your team, colleagues, and friends. You can find links to more information in the show notes of this episode.